Amanda, Shannon, thank you both for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
So to start off, tell me about what's happening to the real estate market in Boulder County in the last few weeks, since thousands of people have lost their homes to the Marshall Fire.
Well, I can tell you, you know, sort of leading up to Marshall Fire, or leading up to where we're at now, this and sort of this perfect storm. And, you know, if I could step back before I go forward, this will help give you some perspective. But in 2006 and 2007, the summer of those two summers, we had somewhere around 30,000 houses for sale, 7,700 condos for sale. Today, we have 1,500 houses for sale, and we have 530 condos for sale.
Wow. Wow. So just to repeat those numbers, in Boulder County, we had 30,000 houses for sale in 2007. And today there are, is it fewer than 2,000 total?
Right, that's residential for sale signs in front yards, 30,000 houses in 2007. And now it's more like 2,000 houses.
Wow. That's not a lot.
Right. So the market is remarkably tight. And so the only way one can really understand the shortage of inventory is to understand those availability numbers. So we go into the Great Recession, and I always say the builders kind of got left holding the bag. They had a lot of land plays. They had a lot of undeveloped lots. They didn't have as many buyers as they had houses. So when the market tanked and the builders got left holding the bag, they really came out of the recession scared. So from 2012 to today, Tim's been underbuilding. We knew coming out of the Great Recession that we were going to have an undersupply of houses. And we have more millennials than we had boomers. So we have this national housing shortage. And so you couple that with a whole bunch of other economic or local factors in Denver. Things like, you know, West sold their water 100 years ago, so we don't have a ton of water. We have natural gas moratoriums. We have really expensive building permits at the municipality. So you've got, you know, water and sewer tap fees in the city of Broomfield, something like $60,000 or something to get a water and sewer tap fee. Then you take a really tight builder market with a really tight municipal overlay, with really tight natural resources, and COVID caused this mass exodus on urban America. Then you had the feds drop rates because they were trying to stimulate the market and keep people eagerly buying. And all of a sudden, you have this fire. So you had all of these scenarios that were lining up to make for really remarkably tight real estate conditions. And then you put all of the marbles on the scale at one time, 1,000 houses burnt to the ground. So there wasn't 1,000 places for 1,000 families to go to begin with, let alone all at the same time. And so ultimately, to come around the bend on that is going to be like nothing anybody in this market has ever experienced.
So where are we at? What are you guys seeing in terms of housing prices? Shannon, do you want to take this one?
Yeah, you know, for properties for sale this past weekend, we were seeing almost everything going 15 to 20% over the list price, with multiple offers. Waiving inspection requests, waiving appraisals, free 60-day rent backs. It's just, it's really, really hitting our market.
Shannon and I sort of jokingly say our crystal balls are broken, but I anticipate that real estate prices are going to even go up 20% in the first 6 months of this year is my prediction. And I think you're going to continue to see rents go up. We're expecting increases for mortgage interest rates in the next two or three quarters. And I think that will help combat inflation a little bit. But everything is actually going to be really expensive in the next 6 months or a year. So I think that those people who want to own something should get busy. and buy something if they can't. And I think buying is going to be a real challenge in the next 6 months for buyers. And then if there's a contingent of people who want to sell, their house is up for sale and maybe move out of state or move to, you know, a different area of the country, they're going to get top dollar for their houses right now.
Shannon Schlate and Amanda DeVito-Parl are both second-generation RE/MAX Alliance realtors. They created a Facebook group that is now up to almost 4,000 members to help victims of the Marshall Fire find housing. Amanda, Shannon, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having us.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.